Joining me live over the phone this morning is Brian Muir, administrator for the City of Kemmer. Brian, good morning. How are you doing today?
Fantastic, Duke. How are you?
Hey, doing well. Appreciate you taking time once a month with us to give us an update on what's happening in South Lincoln, specifically the City of Kemmer. And some, well, unfortunate news has broke over the last month or two about JCPenney and the bankruptcy. And I know there's a lot of hope that the mother store in Kemmer was going to stay open. And for a while, it seemed like that was going to be the case, but recently announced that it was going up for auction. Give us the latest on this landmark. It's a historical part of the city and such a cornerstone. Tell us what the council's doing to try and keep that there.
Well, first of all, let me just clarify one thing. In the Forbes article, it mentioned that it was for auction, or implied that it was. There's actually, the only thing that's really for auction is the JCPenney leased stores. And JCPenney's has, I think, about 21-plus stores that they actually outright own, including the Kemmer store. And so, technically speaking, the store is actually for sale, including the museum, which would come along with it. JCPenney's owns both the store and the JCPenney home and museum and the lot that it's on. So we did have a discussion with our council this week about what we could do, and what we're really just, you know, obviously we wouldn't really likely have the resources to purchase the store or anything like that. It was discussed in that fashion, but we want to do everything we can to try to keep JCPenney the name here in this community somehow. And so that's, and you know, something we're checking into to see what we can do to keep the name JCPenney Mother Store and all of that, as well as the JCPenney home and museum. The intellectual property there is really important to the branding of our community. So we're looking to see what can be done on that issue. I have talked with the realtor that actually is in charge of selling this particular property, and we've gotten some documents from them to just kind of see what the history of the purchase of the store has been, or the ownership of the store is. But you know, we're hoping that we get that a good buyer is found, or it ends up in the hands of someone that can actually continue the legacy of JCPenney as much as possible, to where it's practically possible in our community.
So, Brian, you mentioned where it's not an auction, it's a sale, but it's tied to, I don't know if tied to is the correct word, but I guess my question is, are the Kemmer locations, the store and the house, museum and everything, are they its own separate sale, or are they lumped together with those other buildings that JCPenney's trying to sell as part of this?
As I understand it, each of the fully owned properties of JCPenney, not the leased properties, but the fully owned properties, are being sold by a particular real estate broker. So some of them, I think, may have already been or have offers on them and all of that. But right now, it's, you know, there's no I guess plan to, as far as Kemmer is concerned, for us to purchase it. But we're hoping that a good buyer comes along, or somehow it ends up in good hands here in Kemmer. So.
Absolutely. Okay. Brian Muir, City Administrator with the City of Kemmer. Brian, anything else about the JCPenney story that you wanted to mention this morning?
Well, actually, so this kind of segues into some other recent things that are positive that we're working on. We have GLS, which Global Location Strategies has pretty much finished their diversification study and retention as well as expansion study for our economy here. And we actually have given them the information about the JCPenney store. So we're hoping to put that into the study as a potential action item to do what we can do. One particular thing that's transitioning here now is, as well as we've recently hired Angelou Economics of Austin, Texas, to actually take this study and move it forward. And so we're hoping that they can actually not only, you know, help us find ways to keep our coal mine and our power plant here strong and going and diversify other opportunities, but also perhaps they can give us some ideas on what we, some opportunities we might have with the JCPenney store, and make some connections for us. So they're going to be actually working with me frequently in trying to execute the plan that has been created for us. And I think it's a good plan, and we're hopeful and cautiously optimistic about the future. I know right now it's kind of tough to talk about economies with all the things going on with the COVID and everything. It's really affecting our mining industry here in Wyoming. But I think there's reason to be cautiously optimistic when the, you know, things start turning around. So,
Brian Muir, City of Kemmer Administrator, with us this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Brian, anything else you wanted to mention this morning?
Yeah, we actually do have some good things going on with our golf course. We have a tournament this Friday, a regional tournament for the high school. And then on Saturday, there's another tournament by the South Lincoln Hospital. They're trying to promote breast cancer awareness, so we're excited to be a part of that. And there's also a big regional. It's a big feather in our cap, we hope, come September 17th through 19th, a statewide tournament, golf tournament for high school for, I think it's level two, or what do they call it here in the school districts?
Two A.
2A, thank you. And so we're hoping that everything goes as planned with that. And the tournament this Friday with the high school is probably, we're expecting about 40 golfers, high school golfers, and then the big one in September, we're hoping for about 70 of them. So we're really looking forward to that, and hoping that it ends up happening as planned, even in spite of COVID.
Right. No, absolutely. Absolutely. Again, we're with Brian Muir, Administrator for the City of Kemmer this morning, and our monthly update here on the Weekday Wake Up. Brian, as always, appreciate your time. Anything we missed you wanted to mention today?
Any volunteers in our community would be appreciated in the area. We have openings on our zoning board, our rec center advisory board, and our historical preservation committee. So, you know, there's lots of opportunities to serve for people who have an interest and want to make a difference in their community. Just look on our website, and you can Kemmer.org, and you can see how to apply for those kind of things. So
perfect. Okay, that's Brian Muir, Administrator for the City of Kemmer. Brian, we'll talk to you again next month.